Tonight is Purnima. Purnima is held as a very auspicious night in our practice. All the jap, all the devotion, puja, that we have done throughout the month we do havan with our mantra havan is like capping it all and storing it absorbing it In tonight's reading, as Baba said, even a moment of puja gives us enough energy, strength to keep on going for 100 years. What does that really mean? Even a moment of puja. Puja is not only just sitting down, reciting the mantras and doing all the rituals. The real puja begins with the right bhav. Bhav means inner disposition, attitude. Bhave vidyate deva, it is said. That divinity that we are looking for is not out there, it's within us, residing in our bhav, in our attitude. What kind of attitude we have towards our mantra, towards our Ishtadevata, towards our Guru, play a big role in the fruition of our sadhana, fruition of our mantra sadhana. Right attitude. Attitude is that soil, that ground in which the seed of the mantra, bija mantra, flourishes. Many prayers we do during Navaratri. We do not know any mantra, we do not know any yantra, we don't know the nyas. And all those rituals, all I know is I come to you. I come under your protection. Where do we have that bhav, that attitude in us? When that bhav arises in our heart, sweetness arises, humility arises, gracefulness arises, being mindful arises, being alert. Arises. When those virtues are present, the seed of sadhana grows rapidly. even if we do not do any rituals and puja and this and that, just possessing those bhav, those attributes, fills us with the effect of a successful sadhana, successful practice. When we sit down to do puja, is there lightness in our heart? Is there sweetness in my actions? Paying attention to those things is very helpful in deepening our sadhana. The other reading was, you do not talk about your sadhana. You do not talk about your guru. Guru and sadhana are not topics of conversation. It's so sacred, deep in my heart. That any word I say about my personal sadhana or about my guru feels it's being limited. I'm putting boundaries around it. I'm putting judgments around it. We limit the limitlessness by talking about it. All those mental tendencies only limit the limitless. There have been so many moments during my mantra jap, during my being present with my guru, putting those moments into words does not do any justice, only limits it. In order for siddhis, we do not judge our practice. Whether it's good or bad, no judgment around it. Anything that we are judging, there is still separation. There is two. One who is judging and the one who is being judged. Can it be so close to me? Can it be such an integral part of me that my mind does not even go there? It's almost like being married. Once you've been married for 30, 40 years, whatever it is, it is. You go on with your life, move on with your life, you do whatever is required to do, and that part is so settled that my mind doesn't even go there. Can we have that kind of place for our sadhana in our life? Not judging it, not expecting anything from it. It does, it brings, it gives. But can I free it from those judgments and expectations? And in that lies the real freedom. If we truly love something, we have to totally set it free. The more we try to judge, the more we try to mold, the more we try to change, it doesn't work. Such is our sadhana. In the middle of the night, you wake up, the first thing comes in your mind, Ma. Can our remembrance be like that? That it's not like, now I'm going to do puja and I'm going to think about Ma. It becomes so ingrained that anything happens, that word comes to your mouth. Your mantra comes to your remembrance. Whether it's a good moment, comfortable moment, uncomfortable moment, in all those situations, can my mantra come to my mind first? So we do not have that expectation or judgment around our sadhana. Around our guru, it's so deeply ingrained. Once we are in that state of mind, even a moment of puja gives us that strength, gives us that energy, because we are deeply rooted in it. If the roots are not deep, any little wind comes from any direction, I'm blowing in that direction. Roots need to be deep. And needs to be nurtured with water. What is the water? Water is that love. For my mantra, for my sadhana, for my ishtadevata, for my guru. Purnima is a very auspicious night for our sadhana, for growing deeper in our sadhana, and it always gives us that opportunity to look at where I am and go deeper. Make a little change, make a little, tune it a little bit. That's one level. Other level is we do havan and all the mantra jap that we have done during the month, doing the havan brings about peace, prosperity and good health in our life. Many obstacles are removed. We receive the blessings, the guidance, the protection of our Guru, Param Guru, Adi Guru. That sutra, that connection is strengthened by doing havan. Mantra is awakened by doing havan. We can do havan with certain prayer in mind, certain sankalp in mind, that I am doing this to fulfill certain wishes, desires. It is done for that too. But that's considered little lower quality of puja because it's done with certain expectation. it has its place. It's not like it has no place, it has its place. You want to be happy, you want to have everything in place, all your loved ones in good health and in their happiness. When those around you are healthy and happy, then you can have a peaceful mind. So you can go deeper in your sadhana. So and it has its place. We can do havan with that intention in mind. But there comes the higher level or deeper level is when it goes even beyond that. And it goes beyond with that trust. That you have so much trust in your sadhana, in your mantra, in your guru, that whether you ask for it or not, it's taken care of. Having that much trust. I do whatever I can do and have so much trust that my guru is there, my mantra is there, Divine Mother's blessing, everything will be fine. I'll be protected. Whatever I need will be provided. And that trust is not a mental thing. That's it. Very deep. Very, very, very deep. It's so deep that I don't even have to ask. Knowingly, I know. It will be there. Whatever comes in our imagination becomes real for us. Whatever we imagine, that's what we create. Particularly once we are a sadhak, you are a mantragya, practitioner of mantra, you have to be very careful of your thoughts. What kind of thoughts you are entertaining in your mind, because those thoughts are going to take root and bear fruit. So if a negative thought comes in, I'm very alert. The sooner there is an opportunity to pull it out, it's like pulling a weed. Pull that weed out right away. Because that seed, that weed, can become very prolific, can spread very fast with many seeds that will start just bursting into the air with little heat. So for sadhana, always keeping your heart clean, your heart light, your heart rooted in devotion is very, very, very helpful. The world will go on, whatever the story is, the situation is. We do. But this journey, the journey of the inner, is also happening. And the best is that they both go parallel to each other. Both go parallel without intertwining with each other. Yes, worldly thing I do, whatever my dharma is I do, but this dharma, deepening my personal practice, is totally independent of this. We are very fortunate to be participating, to find time in this sacred ritual. May we sit in it, participate in it with that lightness in our heart. May we receive the blessings of our Guru, the Divine Mother. May our inspiration keep growing day by day. May Aghoreshwar's grace and blessings be always with us and our loved ones. With this, I thank you for being here and